Well, Joseph, first of all, an exciting week, I'm sure, at Scolally, playing an ultra final on Wednesday night.
Yeah, Tom, yeah, it has a donor in league. We're all excited about playing our first ever Ulster GA final, yeah.
Yeah.
How we'll get on, we don't know, but we're looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Yeah. And you only won your first Donegal Senior B Championship this year.
That's right, yeah, I suppose. We can lay cause to the new facilities at College Gaeilge that makes it very easy to train. Not that we ever had any bother now. We always got very, you know, with great thanks to St Union's that the facilities were always available, but it was always a half-hour bus journey and tough traffic, and, God, it was very difficult, whereas now we just step outside the door and we're training two or three times a week, and it makes a big difference.
Yeah, and it's great strides been made at the school, obviously, in Gaelic Games, because, you know, what the school is only, what, up and running about, what, 14, 15 years?
That's right, we're celebrating our 15th year, as it turns out, and that, yeah, we started with very small numbers, and we still have quite small numbers. But, yeah, and then I suppose a lot of the footballers would go to St Union's. I suppose they're playing Macquarie football at senior level this year, and a lot of them would have gone there. We kind of struggled to get footballers. In actual fact, the team that we have fielding at the minute, we would have four non-footballers on it, two hurlers and a rugby player, and I don't know what you would classify the last fellas, but they haven't played any football at all in the last 3 or 4 years. One of them never played any football, so...
Yeah.
I suppose we do what we can with what we have.
Yeah, and before we look at the campaign so far and who you've played and who you've overcome, just tell me a little about the team. As you said, obviously a mix, and I know I was at the county final. Quite a good spread of clubs as well.
Yeah, we have a large spread of clubs. Those that are interested in having an education through Irish, they're coming from Downings, and there are a couple of the Connell men, there are Buncrana men. You know, they come from all over. There's Letterkenny Gales, there's St Union's men. There's we have a large spread of footballers, right? You know, so you know, we're proud of that. You know, it's great to have a good mix. You know,
yeah, and some players probably with a little bit of inter-county experience as well, at under 16 and minor.
Yeah. We have Oran McGinley is in the county minor panel, and you know, Oran would be one of the leaders in our team, that's for sure. And then a couple of the other lads would have played. I know Matthews played at under 16
That's
level.
Matthews McKelvey, yeah.
Yeah, he played at under 16 level. Brian McIntyre, he's played on development squads as well, and probably a few of the other lads too. The two Tolls probably are involved in development squads as well. Twin lads there from Letterkenny, kind of unsung heroes, you know, the great attitude, you know, but they've played on development squads as well.
And tell me, how many games have you played so far?
At this stage we've probably played a half dozen games. We had our three group games, then we had a county semi-final, and we had a county final, and then I suppose a half dozen games and a challenge game or two thrown into the middle. So yeah, we're improving all the time, you know. We're beginning to develop a bit of an understanding. We have a small panel of about 20 players, so yeah, we're progressing with every game, I must say.
And you defeated Gormskell Cole in the Donegal final, and
we did.
Yeah, and you had a couple of 5 or 6 points to spare in that, and you've progressed obviously to the Ulster final since that. Obviously, tell us a little about your Ulster campaign.
Yeah, you know, we beat Bob Garam Coscuola. That's an unfortunate situation. We played them in the qualifying stages too, and you always know we won the first one quite comfortably against Garam Coscuola. But then in the county final, it took us a long time to get going. There was a level of expectation that we were going to win regardless. And, you know, Garam Coscuola gave us a good fright that day, I'll tell you. It was well into the second half before we got control of the game. And then that brought us forward to Ballybay. And, you know, I really didn't expect that we would be able for Ballybay, but... You know, if you read it in the newspapers there, like, a lot of credit goes to forwards always, you know, they're the ones that get the mentions, but we had some defending that day that was phenomenal, like the two Toll brothers that I mentioned there, they were all over the Ballybay fellas. We had targeted a couple of them as being real threats, and they really nullified them. Huey as well did a fantastic job. Huey's a rugby player, but there was a player that they had a number 12, he had scored 2 points against St Brickens in the Monaghan Cavan qualifier. And we had seen him as being a very big threat. And, you know, our defenders for the first 10 minutes that day did a huge job. And then, you know, we managed to get a couple of points and we got a goal and we kind of slithered away from them. And I have to say, you know, our defence was very solid on the day. It's actually the best we've played all year, which is a good thing. It's good to be going forward as opposed to, you know, having bad games, good games. We seem to be getting better every game, thank God.
And North East Institute from Mara felt your opponents on Wednesday night.
Oh, God, they're... they're a big, big, big team. They played Enda Mannion's team there in the last round.
That's Garm Scoil.
Yeah, Garm Scoil. They're just a massive, strong outfit, you know. Like, they really would. They reminded me more of a freshers team, and that's kind of what they are. They're kind of a school for, you know, kind of a. It's almost a third level type. You know, it's an under 19 and a half competition, and they were big, big, strong men. Whereas we would only have, I think we were counting the other day, if we were all to go forward and play a game next year, we would have only one man that would actually be over age. Joshin Clark's the only man. The rest of them would all be qualified to play a game next year, you know. So, whereas I got the impression from Enda that the fellas that he played against were all men, you know, big, strong men. But no, we're not going to lose, you know. We're going to give it our best shot and see what happens.
And I'm sure great excitement in the school.
Great excitement in the school, yeah. It's a small school. We're a small community. You know, we kind of win together, lose together. And, you know, yeah, we had a big crowd out of the county final, and they got right behind us, you know. And these lads, by and large, are the pretty much the boys that won the All-Ireland basketball title a couple of years ago, under 16. So, yeah, they've provided a lot of excitement for the school community over the last couple of years. So, please God, we can try and do it again.
And obviously West. Looking forward to playing the games in Celtic Park under lights.
Yeah, isn't it brilliant? You know, to get into it, you know, I couldn't believe myself when they were talking about Celtic Park at the beginning of the year. And I says, well, now that's one of those things that people would like to have happen, but we'll all be told at the last minute that, no, can't get it. There's a big game on and we're going to have to play somewhere else under lights. More than likely won't beg because there's nowhere else available this side of the border with those kinds of facilities. But as it stands, and it looks good, they seem very confident. Jimmy Smith's very confident that we'll have Celtic Park. Well, we have Celtic Park at the minute for 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. You know, it'll be a great setting. You know, the last time I was in Donegal had a good victory, and it'd be nice Donegal have another good victory.